Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
Why are you playing both of these songs at the same time?
Oh, I'm listening to something in the background over here. Hang on.
Yeah, can we stop that? You guys.
Hang on one
BJ's
second.
BJ's trying to sing.
Listen.
This space heater is being...
Oh, crap! It went to a commercial!
You guys, BJ keeps singing Eagles songs, and it literally is like... I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Sing a little bit of it. Show them what we
all
have
right,
to deal
all right,
with.
Listen.
Okay. And Carson and I are just like, we're trying not, because I know he's very excited about going to this concert, but Carson and I just keep like,
It sounds like a dying cat.
But no, did you hear those high notes? You probably didn't know I could go there, did you?
Dude, you were nailing it, man. I couldn't believe it.
Oh my God.
Ooh, Lordy, can't you imagine? There I am in Las Vegas, me and my missus, and a 6-year-old. Oh man, we're grooving inside the sphere. Whoa. Check them out.
Okay. All right, the rest of us are not going, so this is not fun for us.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm doing that thing that a lot of people do. Don't you go listen to the music before you
go to
a show?
Of course, every time.
Everybody does that, right?
Yeah, I'm the one that told you to put it in there so even Frog can learn the music.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
he'll
right.
enjoy it more.
That's right.
But
yeah.
Most people want to hear like Don Henley sing, not, you know, BJ Harris.
Amen. You haven't been in here, but we like at first it was maybe it wasn't even really cute. No. But at first it was like, okay, but he won't stop.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, you gotta hear my favorite one. You gotta hear my favorite. And he pulls it up and he, I can't tell you why.
All right. All right, Fidel, I've got a song for you. How about this? You ready?
Everybody here, honk on Bobo. Everybody there, honk on Bobo. Everybody everywhere, honk on Bobo.
Yeah,
Bobo,
honk on Bobo. Long distance dedication to Fidel.
Honk on Bobo. Everybody there thinking honk on Bobo. Everybody everywhere, honk on Bobo. Cause Bobo honks on you.
Oh, you smart dude!
Listen, I'm excited for you to go to Vegas. It's just I didn't need to hear you sing.
Yeah.
Now, you are going out of town, too. You know what, folks? I got to tell you, this is the perfect weekend to get the hell out of here. It's going to be cold.
Can I ask you if you think I'm...
What?
Not a nice person?
Yes. Okay. I say yes. Yep. Okay.
Okay, so first of all, I love my neighbors. BJ's like, I hate my neighbors. I love my neighbors. I have the best neighbors on the planet. And they all have a key to my house and everything and know the alarm code and all that stuff, right? Blah, blah, blah. And so, but I also have another friend that is coming over just to hang out at the house because I'm going to be gone. So I turned off my... Now tell me if this is a jerk move. Okay. I turned off my water.
All right,
and I bled the lines.
Yeah,
right,
you're gonna be gone.
I'm gonna be gone.
Gotcha.
And I bled the lines, and then I set out 3 jugs of water for him by the toilet.
Oh.
So if he has an emergency, he can fill up the back tank and just flush it.
That is kind of savage. I don't know.
That's not a jerk move. That's,
okay, all right.
That's very courteous.
Okay, because I was like,
no, that's a good move.
Okay, all right. Because he's like, oh, I'm going to be there a lot. I mean, you don't have to turn off the water. I go, I just feel comfortable, more comfortable if I'm going to turn the water off.
Right.
Because I don't know when you're going to be there, when you're not. Blah blah blah. And what if you get busy? You know, what if you get busy or something on one of the days? And so I put 3 jugs of water for.
Right.
And,
good move.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Because if it were me, let's say it's one of my neighbors, I'd rather poop at their house. I would. Instead of my own.
Yeah.
Just because you're all alone, man. You got all that time. House it's yourself. Perfect. Yeah.
I just thought, oh man, I
take
don't
a
know
break.
If that's like, here's some poop water.
Jimmy, I know you can't relate to this because I think that your neighborhood's a little bit more hoity-toity than mine.
No, I just have great people.
Or Schmidel. I don't know about Carson's. Well, I would agree that it's great people, too.
Yeah.
But there's a little hoity-toity, too, okay? Because I got to tell you, I don't have terrible people in my neighborhood, but there's no way in hell I'm giving anybody a key to my house.
No
the,
way.
Not my neighborhood.
No. Or the code?
No. Yeah.
No, my neighbor, my next-door neighbor has our code because when we're out of town,
well,
she'll
hey,
grab our packages and put them in the garage and
our
all that.
Neighborhood, we don't have codes. We have what's called a key. We don't
no,
have
I
codes.
Meant the alarm codes.
Yeah.
The alarm codes.
Or
we don't have an alarm code. I don't have an alarm code either.
We don't have an alarm. You're missing the point here, folks. Some of us do not have codes at all.
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
All right, so we have a thing called the key. And a lot of people hide it under a rock right next to the door.
Or the front door mat.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so that's funny.
That's what I'm saying.
That's funny that you say that. So I have a person that, he helps me with my dad's house because I still have my dad's house. And so he's like the property manager or whatever of my dad's house. And so Mike, he goes, hey, listen, because he knows I'm coming into town and I'm going to go to my dad's house. He said, it's so funny. I went to hide you a key. And he said, there's a certain nail that has a thing over it or whatever. He goes, I went to hide you a key and there's 4 hanging on that nail. Everybody must eye that spot like, oh, that's where we'll hide a key. That, and I wonder if my dad just never remembered that he put keys there.
Probably just forgot.
But that's the way you did it.
Yeah,
you
right?
You just left the key and people got in, you know?
Well, we never, when I grew up, we never locked our doors.
I know.
Ever.
Me either.
Ever, ever, ever. Ever. And now, I mean, I would freak out if I didn't have my doors locked.
I don't think our door even had a lock on it.
Code. We never had a security system. And now, if I didn't have the security system on or anything, I would freak out.
I've never lived in a house with a code. Right, Spadell?
No, never, not one time.
Never mind.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Going to be a frigid weekend. Very, very cold. Very cold.
Really cold. Yeah. Horrible.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.